And here to talk more about Muhammad Ali is Roy Jones Jr. What up, champ?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good. You're in Pensacola today?
Yeah, I'm always home. You know how that is.
Everybody tried to imitate and emulate Muhammad Ali. You, one of them, right?
Yep, I sure am. Mm.
What did you take away from Muhammad Ali?
Well, the main thing I took away from Muhammad Ali was that, first thing is, I learned that, you know, mentally boxing is not about assaulting or bullying or, you know, just taking your physical and overrunning somebody, just bullying over somebody. Boxing is more mental than anything. So when I realized, I watched him fight Joe Frazier, I think about 74, my father. When I realized that he took his mind and defeated Joe Frazier, I said, you know, I can do that. If somebody teaches me how to throw my hands, I can take my mind and do the same thing that he did to Joe. I can do to anybody. Mm-hmm. Because I felt as though I was a born educator. So knowing and watching him do that, I said, as bad as he's getting on this dude's nerves and whooping him to do it at the same time, he's not angry. He's having fun doing it. This is what I do every day. I go around and get in trouble and get other people in trouble because I've gotten on their nerves so bad that they want to fight me. Then we try to fight and I beat them. And because I'm not mad, I'm happy. And I just felt like that was my gift. So he enlightened me to what my gift in life was. Because he taught me how to take that agitation that I had in my mind, that was in my heart. He taught me how to take that and challenge to box and use it for entertainment. Because my father was so entertained by Muhammad Ali that it blew my mind. He was my idol being entertained by somebody else. I mean, he had an idol. So once I realized my idol at the time had an idol, that person immediately became my idol. And that happened to be Muhammad Ali. So it was like, my father was my first idol, then he took me to Muhammad Ali, then Muhammad Ali kind of subsequently took me to God. Because there was no way that Muhammad Ali could do all things outside of boxing or inside of boxing that he did without his faith in God.
That's how
my life kind of turned.
Did you ever go to a training camp?
Never went to a training camp. I was too young for me to go to a training camp. But he did come to Pensacola, and we did some of the, I did a healing tour with him with the book and the healing thing that he was doing. I did that tour with him, and I got to spend a lot of days and a lot of time with him at one time on that particular tour. And it was the greatest time of my life because I never thought that, you know, Roy Jones Jr. from Little Bitty Pensacola would truly get to meet, hang out, or spend time or share any thoughts or anything with the great Muhammad Ali, because that was my whole purpose for boxing. At first, I feel like that was my purpose for life.
And when you met him and you talked to him, what did you all talk about and how did he impress you?
Well, he impressed me because when I met him, he was already stricken by the disease. But even being stricken by the disease, he still had the willpower, the mind power to say things he wanted to say. What I was impressed most by was that he had card tricks that he still could do as good as some people that do them today. Not only that, he always had jokes and something smart to say under his breath. And if you listen to him or if you got close enough to him and he liked you, he's going to tell you a joke of some kind to make you laugh. For so many years, that was my character and still is. People that don't really know me don't know, but people always tell me that I am one of the funniest people that they ever met, the people that do get to know me. Not many people get to know me like that, but it's like I learned that those type of things from Ali because he was such a giving spirit, such a open spirit, such a free spirit that he said whatever came to his mind. And it was funny most of the time because most people wouldn't say the funniness or the things that he would say out of his mind. He was like a walking comedian. He's going to tell you anything that came to his mind in a funny way so that you had said. To me, he was the funniest dude that you ever could meet because you thinking he's sick and he's hurt and he said no. He over here thinking of something funny. You know, and at the same time, he always said, understanding me too, because he could be, it didn't matter what he was, what his condition was, what his shape was, he going to tell somebody he's making a comeback.
Roy Jones Jr., he did 15 rounds. You know, today's championship fights only 12 rounds. And if you think 15 rounds is tough, try training for 15 rounds. Try training for 12 rounds. The hardest part of a boxer's life is not in the ring, but in training. Correct?
The preparation. Yes, sir. The preparation is the most intense part of it. But, you know, people fail to understand that this dude he had stuff that he didn't even use, you know. He knew how to punch his body. He knew how to roll up on the punches, and he knew how to throw up cuts and throw left hooks. He knew how to do a lot of things. But his mind was so good that he only used probably 50 to 60% of his boxing skills. He used more of his mind than anything to dominate people. And that's what people never realized. He wasn't so great because of his boxing skill level, because he didn't operate under the normal skill rule. He didn't use the skill book in boxing. He used his own book in boxing, just like he used his own life. And that's what meant the most to me and everybody else. We say, well, why you punch your hands out? People will tell you, well, pick your hands up, or you need to start fighting with your hands up. No, we don't fight with our hands up. That ain't what me and Ali do. And not only that, he fight any and everybody that come down his street. He don't care who it is.
He fought everybody.
Somebody like George Foreman, like Joe Frazier, who he came out of retirement. They made him retire 3 years. He came out of retirement to fight the baddest man on the planet. He didn't care who you was, when it was, Sonny Liston. He didn't care who it was, when it was, where you was. That's who he fought. That's why when I was on top of my game, people would say, why you don't have a big time promoter? I don't want you to have to call that person and ask you, can you fight me? Go back and look at the highlight reel. Because you still know why I used to tell them, don't worry about calling nobody. Call my house if you want me. You can get me in where I ain't running from nothing and nobody. You want to fight a word on screen, call my house. We'll make that happen right now. I wouldn't knock out back at nothing.
I think we just channeled the champ.
You know, y'all channeled the energy that I respected and what I got from Ali. That's what I learned. That's what I was taught. Y'all don't realize, people don't realize, that's really the last of a dying breed, because even me, Larry Holmes, you know, we the type of people, we didn't give a care who it was. If you wanted to fight Larry Holmes, I mean, he took it a little further than me. He didn't care where you was at. You know, if you talk to him in the street, he can jump on you right there, which I understood that, because that's what Ali taught us. He didn't teach us to be violent like that, but he taught us we don't duck no challenges. You bring a challenge, we take that, because that's what the champ was. That's what the champ did. The champ shocked the world. How did he shock the world? By doing what the world didn't believe the champ could do. You understand? That's what made him great. That's what he's supposed to inspire all of us to do. Shock the world and go do something that nobody believes that you can do. That's why I became heavyweight champion of the world, because I wanted to shock the world.
Roy Jones Jr., remembering the great Muhammad
yes,
Ali.
Sir.
All right, Roy. Stay easy, man.
All right, man. You be safe, man. Good to hear from you.
All right, man.
Nice.
All right, brother.
I shocked the world.